Blog Talk Radio.
He is my king. He is my one. Yes, he's my father. Yes, he's my son. I can talk to him because he understands everything I go through and everything I am. He's my support system. I can't live without him. The best thing since sliced bread is his kiss, his hug, his lips, his touch. And I just want the whole world to know about my black brother. I love you and I'll never try to hurt you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever true. Cause you're my black brother, strong brother, and there is no one above you.
Mic stand with Simply May, and guess what? I'm Simply May, y'all. Me. We've made it another week, so come celebrate with me all the things that tried to kill me, but was not successful. I'm just telling you, niggas be hating kills. It's a real disease. It hit its own path by having sex and being haters. I just want you to know I'm excited to be here on the One Mic Stand with Simply May, talking about history with C. But first, things must occur before we get down to the nitty-gritty. Of course, Simply Nay soapbox. There is a reason for me to sit on my soapbox and speak out my piece, all right? I also have to thank these sponsors that make sure I can get on air every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Heard internationally to all the farm folks over 200 countries. So I have to thank them so we keep getting a coin and they can keep offering the exceptional products, services, and brands. Yeah. So let's get the party started. You just heard Brother by Angie Stone. Y'all weren't even born when that number came out, but that is because today we're chatting with C. Thomas, and there's so many myths about being a Black man. There are also just as many hard truths. C. Thomas will endeavor to bring you both in his groundbreaking production, His Story. This production is a showcase of poets who identify as Black men. 13th of Nazareth, Roderick Minor, Khalil Kingston, and Micah the Poet will share testimony to resilience of Black men over the years. Of course, I'm bringing you all the details because the show debuts on February 7th, 2020. I'm also going to give y'all some tickets. I'm a very nice person. Actually, to be technical, I'm going to give the tickets to see Thomas, for him to promote, for y'all to support him and give them out as he sees fit. Neither here nor there. Let's have a conversation about this much needed story. Of course, I'm going to ask him about the process for selecting storytellers, the hardest part of producing a show on such a sensitive topic, and how you can see the show if you aren't so fortunate to win a pair of tickets that we take care of tonight. Shout out to the band, I'm just saying. So let me thank sponsors who ensure I can buy tickets to dope shit like History. So is a digital media brand whose mission is to uplift the voices and cultures that are most often silent. Like a little Black girl from Southie D.C., Ayanna, we make for it. Thank y'all. If you are interested in hosting a show or sponsoring a show on Stand On the Media, please visit them on their website at www.wheredoyoustand.com. Again, that's www.wheredoyoustand.com. Let's have another song, and then let me get my soapbox. My spirit is full. My spirit is full. I'm just telling you that my spirit is full. If you don't know, our playlist is always related to the topic that we're discussing. Always related to the topic we're discussing. So we started off with and how some changes from Tupac, the ultimate Black man.
No changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I beat myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm Black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, killing, he's a hero. Get it back to the kids who the hell cares. One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship them, don't let them deal with brothers. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brother, but we can never go nowhere. Share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to what we played as kids, but then that's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
I want to be, only way I've been practicing my whole life to live my life is to be responsible for what I do. I don't know how to be responsible for what every Black male did. I don't know. Yes, I am going to say that I'm a thug. That's because I came from the gutter and I'm still here.
I see no changes. All I see is racist faces. Misplaced hate makes disgrace the racist. We under. I wonder what it takes to make this. One better
place
to erase the waste. Take the evil out the people, they'll be acting right. It's both Black and white, and smoke a crack tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. It takes guilt to be real time to heal each other. And if all it seems ever since, we ain't ready to see a Black president. It ain't a secret, don't conceal the fact. The penitentiary's back, and it's filled with Blacks. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but staying in the dope game. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made a cheat today.
But you made it in a sleazy way. Sell a crack to the kid.
I gotta get paid.
Well, hey, well, that's the way it is.
Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Actor Tupac Shakur.
Tupac Shakur was riding in his black BMW.
The 25-year-old rapper had long been criticized.
Shakur is also charged with
robbery. Hundreds of riders walked outside a nation as well as school to pay their respects to the slain rapper.
Not guilty.
To survive. And still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. Set a war on poverty. They got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did it. I ain't have to do. But now back when I'm back, giving it back to you. Let them jack you up, back you up, crack you up, and pimp smack you up. You gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But tell a cop they can't touch this. I don't trust this when they try to rush this. Every sound of my you say it ain't cool. My mama didn't raise no fool. And as long as I stay black, I gotta stay. And I never get to lay back. Cause I always gotta worry about the payback. Some fuck that I roughed up way back. Coming back after all these years.
That's the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is.
That was Changes by Lassine Parrish. Only the real fans catch that lesson. Yes, yes, Google it. You were today years old when you learned that Tupac Shakur was Lassine Parrish. Our ultimate fan and posthumous baby mama, simply. I'm not being funny, I'm being honest. I don't understand why I played Changes today on the One Mic Stand was simply as we discussed history. You really have not been listening to this show at all. Like, not one bit. We are sponsored by so many business brands and people. If you are interested in being one of them, please holler at info@whereyousay.com. Send them an email and tell them you want to talk on the Simply Nay show. One Stand with Simply Nay. All kinds of names. It's not the Simply Nay show. With Simply Nay. Someone pulled up on me at the DC Tattoo Expo and was like, you host the Simply Nay show. Almost, baby. Almost. You made it right. Thank you for listening. I do host the show, but it's called the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. Love you free in my voice, though. Nobody has to listen to me and my shit. Especially paying for Eve online, the premiere. Lesbian dating website. We love you. If you look to find Eve, 2020 will be your Eve as long as you are following Eve or Eve online on all media networks and visiting their website www.eve4eveonline.com and eve4eveonline everywhere social media networks are. I am proud, folks, for Eve Online, and that relaunch event is about to be but wild. It's really just that simple. See y'all at Black Eye for the relaunch Eve for Eve Online. And now, let me add to this soapbox real quick. Talk my shit, B. DC Tattoo Expo. Oh, lordy, 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 lordy. What do I say? What do I say? Now, y'all already know what hell's in DC. Nothing is for DC is in DC. That's not what it is. It was in Virginia. And you know, still the DMV. So let's call it the DMV Expo. That isn't my issue. My issue today on my stand was simply named lack of black people, particularly black tattoo artists, represented and present at the DC Tattoo Expo. Now, I walked all around this venue before I stood on the soapbox to speak my shit. So I know what I'm talking about. There was one black female artist present in tattooing at the DC Tattoo Expo. I might have counted, and I am reaching, y'all. I'm really reaching because I want this to not be a fact, and I want to have missed some folks. I might have counted 10. And actually, I am reaching maybe 6 black artists that were present in the space at all out of 2 showrooms. Now, I've made a commitment that I will only be getting tattooed by black artists that understand black body. I also made a commitment to be more supportive of black women because as a black queer woman, I know the struggle. It's all too real. So I really, really had a hard time. One, hot as fuck. It was hot as fuck. It had to be conditioned somewhere in the Marriott. It was hot. 2, you have to be willing to make space accessible for people who don't see you. And the moment that you see this in some folk, i.e. black people, i.e. queer people, i.e. disabled people, I mean, I can keep going. The moment you realize that's a reality, your shit is fucked up. It is exclusive. And exclusive and problematic way. So, I wanted to offer this critique because I was there competing for the Miss DC competition, which there's an interesting story about that. First, let me get my soapbox. While I do not think I should have won, there were several people who should have at least placed. 8 black people at the festival, 3 of them, including myself, were participating in the Miss Pinup. How many black people do you think placed in the competition period? If you got 0, you would be correct today on one mic. Now you got the correct answer. So there were 0 winners in a competition for Pinup DC, a.k.a. Chocolate City. No. And only 1 plus size winner. I'm very clear when I compete in pads and when I navigate spaces. I'm going with locks, with today's. I don't have to, okay? I'm too grown and they're too big. I'm coming with titties. I eat popcorn. Know this if you watch the Food Critic. I'm giving you that. So I don't expect to be everybody's favorite. Yes, I would love you the way you pretend. I want you to love me the way you pretend to love Lizzo. But I love myself in the meantime and in between time. So when I go in spaces and this is what it's giving, I'm very clear that it's not me. It's you. I'm not offended personally because I've been through this too many times. As a social justice, I don't even know her, as a social justice platform, right? As someone who says that we being one sandwich everywhere we navigate, and everywhere we are, and everywhere we tell you pull up, we have to know that we are being used on a basis. And I can't say that was the blackest space I've ever been in. I can't say that. So we didn't vote it. It wasn't a major deal. Some of you behind the scenes is meeting ready. If you told me you didn't see it, your blessing can be fixed at I Am Simple Page now. Yeah, you saw behind the scenes. You saw what was going on as far as my training and getting ready. But I wasn't expecting it. And it's a whole new decade. know we could go places and we can not have mother black people. We cannot celebrate blackness. We cannot acknowledge blackness as a vital part of American existence. If you're not doing that, you're fucking up. And I'm going to soapbox. Next voice here is my beautiful guest, C. Thomas. I'm just saying. Let's get another song off the rest. And he is Chris Thomas. Okay? Let's get right. Let's just be correct about it. Technical difficulties is what we're hearing. And I want to get it together. So let me know if it's working out for you. That should be better. All right. And as I promised, we'll be talking to legendary C. Thomas, creative, and socially conscious human. I'm very happy to have him, a dear friend, blessed human. How are you doing today?
I am doing absolutely wonderful, my darling. How are you? Long time, my dear. Shit, happy day.
Hey, you out here saving the youth, facilitating, doing stewards and children training, all of the things, because you are a multidisciplinary artist and the overall great guy. But some of the folks on the internet do know you. Can you take a moment to introduce yourself to our listeners?
I sure can. I am C. Thomas. I am a black queer artist in the DMV. I've been writing poetry since age 13, performing since age 24. I'm a four-time published author, one CD. I am a former host of Busboys and Poets. I'm a producer of anything art. I am a Students and Children facilitator because child abuse is a bitch. And I am just an awesome, I would like to say I'm a real person. I keep it real with people. I'm a good friend and all that great stuff. And I just body roll with a lot of hats.
Yes, you do. So today we're going to be talking a bit about history. But let's talk a bit about how you became an artist. Was it always in your heart? Did it take a while for you to jump out like this? Let us know.
History originally came about in December of 2015. I used to have an open mic that was called Mic Check. And at the end of the year, I always closed out with more than one feature. This one particular December, I decided to have four local artists from the D.C. area, Rasheed Copeland, Misfit, Furious George. At the time, his name was Furious George. And Josh Hughes, and correction, Furious George is from Philadelphia. I take that back. But nonetheless, it was Furious George who actually said you should call this showcase His Story and just close out the year that way. I said, you know what, why not? You know what, whatever. And so I did that, and that night for that open mic, something magical happened. Like, they transcended, they redefined who they were as artists on the mic. They redefined to me the strength that black men really do have. They just did things magically that I've never seen before at a showcase. And I'm not just saying that because I know them. They truly, honestly transformed in front of an audience, and it blew me the hell away. So I decided to keep this going. And I decided to keep this going because black men, we're strong people. We're not the beast, the thugs that everyone thinks that we are. We are family men. We are brothers. We are uncles. We may have had issues in our lives, but we also have risen up from those, and we use those stories and those struggles and that wisdom to carry forth one foot in front of the other, to provide for our families, to provide for us, to provide for our community, our friends, our close, our loved ones. And that's what each showcase has always exhibited. That's the formula and the recipe I've always kept with His Story, even though I have different themes for them. But that original recipe, I did not stray away from it. This His Story is going to be thematic, is going to be She Is Black Woman. We are going to honor all the black women in our lives in this showcase who have actually helped us grow, who have helped shape us into the black men that we are, who've added to our character, who did not take away from us, who did not emasculate us, who did not downgrade us, who lifted us up. and I want to show honor to these black women, or to black women in general, period, because one, black women are the most disrespected creatures on this earth.
And I want to
give time and allow this opportunity for us to let all of our sisters know that you are the shit, and thank you for standing behind us. Not even behind us, but standing beside us and standing with us.
So let me ask you this. It takes a long time to start producing shows. And usually, you know, they say walk before the crawl, and performing would be the crawl before the walk. Can you tell us a bit about how you got started as a performer yourself before you produced such shows as history?
I began performing, as I said earlier, when I was 24 years old. My sister took me to an open mic, and it was my very first open mic. I was nervous as all hell. And took me to an open mic, and I think she took me there because she got tired of hearing my poetry. So she just said, here, let everybody else hear it. So I went there, and I just performed, and I was, again, nervous, but I was very well received. And the open mic that I went to was in Studio 2001 Art Gallery that used to be in Clinton, Maryland. And there I met the now Poet Laureate of Prince George's County, Sister Joy Alfred, Grandma Slam, and a few other artists. Those artists, I looked at them and how they performed and how they shaped their lives around their art, and I wanted to do that. I started to take my art and my poetry more seriously then. And the rest just happened just to come. I fell off, actually took a break for, I would say, a good 10 years, and I came back. When I came back, I just wanted to discover busboys and poets. And the very first location I went to perform was Hinesville, and was on eBaby's Night. And this was in 2012. And haven't been on the scene in a minute, haven't written any poetry in a while or anything, and it was a different crowd from what I was used to. And when I got on stage and I just looked at the sea of people, I was like, these lights are not dark enough, because I could see everybody. But nonetheless, one foot in front of the other, and I just went for it. And again, I was well received. And I didn't do anything out of the ordinary or anything. You know, I was just real simple, real as a matter of fact. I've always been that artist to say what's on my mind and feel what's on my mind no matter what. And a mantra I live by, life is ugly and life is cruel and life is hard at times. That's what my poetry reflects, but it's also, it has a silver lining in it. So once I start performing, or once I performed that night on at Busboys, eBaby pulled me to the side and kindly took me under his wing, so to speak, and he pushed me to become a better artist and to challenge myself more. And that's what I've been doing. And opportunities have started to flood in. And I have not taken one of those opportunities for granted. I started getting spotlights. I started getting speeches. I started to have other artists ask me for advice. And then I hosted this one open mic, One Eclectic Heart of Words. And from there, that's what started me for wanting to host my own open mic, and then having to find a venue, putting together the open mic, because I didn't want my open mic to be like everyone else's. I wanted it to be somewhere home and friendly, and you know, you can really, truly, honestly be yourself. And that's how I came up with Mic Check. And it just started, everything just started from there, producing shows and so forth.
Now, we are going to take a break and play some music. But I ask, how comfortable are you getting into the nitty-gritty of local art scene? Because we spoke about the places where you presented previously, but you don't present no more. And here the one mic stand was today. We speak, we have uncensored conversation. Our guests never get pre-filtered questions to choose or pick what we discuss. But I do want to know if you feel this is emotional cell space. Speak about some of the places that folks love to go to, but that don't quite love the artists that have been the founder condition of their existence. You willing to have that conversation?
Okay, cool. Let's go.
Okay. We're going to play a song so y'all can get ready, because we don't think y'all ready on the one by Sam Simply Nay. How about some You Will Know? Because you will know when you get back on the airway. Black Men United, give them some throwback. With Simply Nay, that was Black Men United. You can call them one-hit wonders, but the realization is they were started as a part of the Jason Lyric soundtrack. Now listen, Jason's lyric is good old Black history, okay? Good old Black history. Some of you may see Jason's lyric after having seen Quentin Queen and Sim, and will recognize one of the very pivotal characters. in that movie. Again, you probably weren't born. James Lyric's soundtrack came out September 27th, 1994. So I understand if the 90s potential ministry had to be of a certain age. And as a woman of a certain age, it's auntie extraordinaire's responsibility to bring you the news. So yeah, you will know, I told you, we are going to be talking about the real here on the One Mic Stand, Simply Nate. And our guest is coming right back at you shortly. But I've got to thank the sponsor that makes sure we do what we do. Shimon, Shimon. So we want to shout out Ooh Entertainment. Yes, the legendary Uzi has gone nowhere. She actually still produces events. And tonight is 2020 Vision. We're your most creative out there. Sunday, January 12th, that's tonight. The doors open at 7. You're going to come fashionably late. It is $12 all night Aqua Lounge. 818 New York Avenue, Northeast Washington, D.C. 20003. Again, it's 818 New York Avenue, Northeast Washington, D.C. 20003. Now, please, don't drive. Take an Uber. Ride with someone. Don't go. Don't drive drunk. That's not cute. Now we're back on our topic. If you are on the show, we are with C. Thomas discussing his upcoming production, History. Come to the stage February 7th, 2020. The Antea is the name of the video. Now, Chris, you'll be at Antea, but you named a million other venues. You have brought your time and talent. We'll speak to generals first, and then we'll be real specific. What do you look for a venue that you consider to be a safe space, the artists as well as those who are coming surveying?
When I do venue scouting, I look for, the first thing I look for is if it's a connection with me and the venue. That's number one, because energy is everything. And I don't want to bring something that I'm going to nurture and have it attached to something that isn't going to nurture it back with its energy. I look for a warm, friendly inviting, for a warm, friendly invitation. The manager, the owner, whomever, the staff, you know, all that good stuff. I look for if they're going to be inclusive. You know, I can't have no fuck shit because, you know, my open mics and the arts, they welcome an array of a lot of artists and people, be it with the LGBTQ community, the SGL community, the youth, black, white, Asian, whomever. I believe in being inclusive regardless. So I look for things of that nature. And also, if the food is good and black owned.
Well, all right. I like those things too. I really, you know, I wanted to have this conversation. Our inbox is going up. I hate people who get in the deal, don't get out in these streets. They know that. But it's got to use us as sort of like the troublemakers, the shit stirs, as I call it. But I feel like it ain't no trouble with truth. Would you agree, Chris?
I would agree. I would really agree with that. It's trouble. Trouble is a... How can I put this?
We said what our chest over here on the One Mic Stand was Simply Nate.
How can I say? Okay. You will have that group of individuals that will look at you, will see you doing whatever it is that you're doing, and they will say, like, oh, that's cute, whatever. And that's all great and dandy. My problem with that across the board is when they see you're doing good and they see that your stuff is excelling, or they see that you're being successful with it, but they still want to throw salt and shade your way. Now, you have a choice. You can ignore it, or you can continue, or you can use that energy and actually just continue doing what you're doing, because that's free publicity. They're talking about you, so you're doing something right. You're doing something that they are not able to do. You're doing something that they're scared to do. You're doing something that they wish they could do. So the only thing that they can do is heckle from the sidelines and wish that they were in your position or in your shoes.
We call it fat.
And then you have those who say, hey, I'm going to come out, or not even come out, any phrases. Then you have those who will see your stuff, but won't share it, but then in the same breath will reach out to you. Why don't you ask me to be part of the show? Why don't you do this, that, and the third? Blah, 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 blah. Then you have those who will actually come to your show and will talk shit. And like I said, it's free publicity. I had to learn that lesson the hard way. And dealing with the arts, and you should not, when coming to the arts, you shouldn't have to deal with that, but unfortunately you have to. You have to have a tough skin in everything that you do, in everything that you touch. You have to have a tough skin. Not everybody in your circle is your friend. Not everyone who says that they support you is a supporter. Not everyone who says they love you, love you. And that's all fine and well, because I am very comfortable with knowing and accepting that I am not everyone's cup of tea. And I'm perfectly fine with that. But at the same time, you should not, even with me, there are some people out here, some artists who I don't always get to go see, or, and not because I don't like them, it's because I don't have the time. But I don't throw salt. I don't throw shade. I don't do any of that nature. I will recommend people to others. I am just that type of person. But unfortunately, you have those out here who don't give a shit with what you're doing or how you're doing, or even if you're doing it for your own community to get your community notoriety and to bring other artists in your community up and to show other people that your community is not what they see, that it is actually bountiful and beautiful and overflowing with art. And you still have that one person in that same damn community who wants to try and derail everything that you're doing because you're doing something active with your life because they wish they could do it. Or
there it
like
is.
I said earlier, they wish they could do it. They don't even have the strength to do it. And even when you go to an open mic, one of my pet peeves, when you go to an open mic and someone's on the microphone and they're spilling their guts, they, no matter what it is, just spilling their guts, they're giving their all, they're doing everything to get what it is off their chest, short of beating someone's ass or committing a crime that's going to land them in jail. And then you have those in an audience who will snicker and laugh. Those who are snickering and laughing don't even have the strength to stand up and say their goddamn name on the mic.
There it is. Family. So briefly, and we want to get into why you pick the artist you pick, but public service announcement, because it's just fact. You want the open mic that was curated for LGBTQ people. I came to the open mic, which was held in Kansas. For those of you who are not familiar with the one mic stand with Simply Nay, I call everything Kansas that is further than I'll generally travel. So yes, it was a local. I enjoyed myself. It was packed to capacity. It was fandom only. And when you go to events and that's the space, that means that there is a need for what has been curated, for what has been produced. Would you agree, Chris, or am I reaching?
You're not reaching. It's true. It's just like supply and demand. Basically, it's supply and demand. You know, you need an area. I mean, it's an open, like you said, an open mic for LGBTQ, SGL, Black SGL, I mean, Black LGBTQ, whatever the case may be. They're going to gravitate to it because they feel at home. They have nowhere else to go to. That's a safe haven. It's a safe space for them. They get to be around other people who are like them. They get to hear stories of others who are like them and say, oh my God, it's someone just like me. It's someone who has been through this, who understands what I'm going through. I don't feel so bad right now. And, oh my God, this is beautiful. I'll be back. that's what an open mic, honestly, should do. It should invite the misfit that feels misplaced by friend, family, or community. It should be a home and a beacon and a safe haven for them. It shouldn't be a damn battleground. That's the art that I know, and that's the art that I grew up on.
Yep. And so we have spaces.
I went to an open mic. Well, not an open mic per se. I went to an event last night called Don't Let It Happen to Poetry. And basically it was just saying not to invite all the negativity into something that was, that's meant to heal and meant to overjoy people. And the artists who were on the mic last night, it was so fucking beautiful just to hear them be in their natural element and who they are and inspiring everybody to get on that level. It was so fucking freeing. And that, to me, is a, that's an open mic to me. That is a beautiful open mic. Shout out to Kenneke Jakarta, the very first Black poet laureate of Alexandria, Virginia, who put the event on. It was a beautiful event.
There it is. And so I say support artists. If you have artists that don't go into venues, because guess what? Everybody's problematic venue in their. And if you're noticing that events you attended aren't happening anymore, or artists you enjoy aren't featured, I always have people who run up on me. And I remember when we were a Punani poet. Why aren't you everybody's featured? Because I have run up bills, including medical bills, and folks saying I should come talk to them. So folks saying time and time is free. That's not the case. It's just not what it is. I've struggled. And, you know, I'm going to say it. This is going to be an exclusive. Even C. Thomas is learning this on the way. Just this week, I agreed to feature for Black Future Month at Busters and Poets. Y'all know I don't fuck with Busters and Poets. I'm going for Black History Month for a reason. And I'll never be back. Ever. Period. I think that it speaks to what Chris was saying about telling stories and taking up space. I think it speaks to the different open mics and the different spaces. See, Thomas was able to go to as Chris, right? Because there's two different people. There's Thomas, the performer, and Chris, the person. And I think it's very important that we remember that with all art that we enjoy. As we're consuming art, how are we edifying the person that creates it? And so I have a lot of dear artists from the same level as you, Thomas, that I am very clear about my boundaries. And we have a love, we have an understanding. And there are some buildings, some brands that will exist and continue to pimp artistry. Because that's what they're doing. There's no reason. There are, I think, 6 Busboys and Poets now. And straight up on the radio, you will hear, you're not going to see $500 to feature at Busboys. The food ain't even free when you come feature at Busboys. Your drinks aren't included when you feature at Busboys. So I'm doing this on the strength of the host, who I love, and who I was clear that I'm going to speak my shit. So soapbox. From that stage. As long as everybody's clear about that, I welcome you all. There'll be a formal announcement. But yeah, I'm taking up space and stage in 2020 because there's too many folks that's not from DC that's claiming DC. There's too many folks that aren't wordsmiths but did feature. And it's not about hating, right? There's room at the artistry for everyone. But I want to see more C. Thomas on your stage. I want to see more 13th of Nazareth on your stage. Kenneke Jakarta shouldn't have been the first Black poet yet of Alexandria when there are so many Black people in Alexandria. It's all a common thing. It's all a common thing. And I have to say, it it weren't for artists edifying other artists, I wouldn't have known who you were. I wouldn't have had any clue. And much love to fit back our dearly departed Mary Cohen. I know her as the Black Poet from our Black Metal show. Funny enough, she's been on Fan Night Media. She was our Black Poet on the Black Male show. She introduced me to Chris's work, consistently picking him up as an artist, consistently bigging up his way of storytelling, consistently pointing him out. She couldn't make the effort to send Chris and letting folks know. And that's the sort of support we have to have for artists and everything that comes from them. If you never get another book, support the one that already exists and buy it for a friend you know ain't read it. If you don't see an artist in a long time and you enjoy their work, talk to them about why. Because some of your best artists are struggling with some struggles they haven't even put in the DMV yet. So with that, I want us to get to a positive place. We've spilled tea, we've talked, and this has been a great show, but we got to leave the fine folks at 8 o'clock. Can you talk a bit about your selection process, what you have for artists coming to the stage this time? So, you know, something special about each of them. And then appeal to the folks about why they're going to be in the building on February 7th.
Well, let's see. My process for selecting these artists was I'm a Virgo, and I believe in, we're very particular people. And my process, because I wanted to honor Black women, I wanted to say who would be the four ideal men to do this. And I instantly thought of 13 of Nazareth. I thought of Roderick Minor. I thought of Khalil Houston, and I thought of Micah the Poet. And the reason why, because these men, although have different walks in life, but however, being a Black man, some of those walks are very similar and identical, but on parallel paths. And each one of them has a strong Black woman or have had a strong Black woman who has helped to push them and guide them and nurture them along the way to become who they are, even with their father present, and no shades to fathers, but a Black woman adds a little extra something to a Black man's life. And it's a beautiful thing with that energy and that love and that guidance that she can add to a Black man's life. So I want you guys to come out on February 7th to the Athenaeum, 201 Prince Street, in Alexandria, Virginia, and to see these four men in action. The show starts at 7 and ends at 9. Be on time. Tickets are available on my website, imcthomas.net.
Yeah, and we're buying tickets for listeners. All we need you to do is be following C. Thomas. Where can they follow you?
Hello, I'm here.
Where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram, and I am Margaret Fifth, MARGARET, the number 5TH. I'm on Facebook at I Am C. Thomas. You can get all of my social media, again, on my website, as a matter of fact, at IamCThomas.net. And I do follow that.
So follow those places. Once you followed and sent a screenshot to Chris Thomas, you've got two tickets to go see History on February 7th. We pay for them. You just show up. Be following him. You don't even got to follow the One Mic Stand Show. We would love it, but we nice like that. Go on ahead. Follow this brother's work. Get to know the artists that will be a part of this story. I'm so appreciative that you have took time to bring your talent here. Folks are asking us why they didn't get a poem. Nope, you ain't getting none. You got support. got the support. Free gigs, 20 in the new decade.
You will get the poem.
We're not doing
you will
that.
Get the poem at the venue. When you come out on the 7th, you will get all the poems.
All the poems. Hashtag all the poems, okay?
It is 2 hours worth of 2 hours worth of poetry that you guys will be getting for only $10.
I'm so excited. I'm so proud of you. And I'm so thankful that you took time to join us today.
Oh, I do want to shout out one person. I know we don't have time,
okay,
but
okay.
I do want to shout out my I actually had Najee Copeland is going to be my photographer, so I always want to shout him out. Najee has always been one of the most supportive, most dependable, most anything artists I have ever in my life dealt with. That man is fucking awesome. I love him to the moon.
Yes.
Najee Copeland does no wrong in my book.
Yes, Najee.
I also want to shout out.
Bravo.
Right. I also want to shout out our live artists. I also want to shout out the live artist. His name is Dave Snipes. He will be the live artist. David has been actually rocking with me since 2017, since the second his story. And he's painted live for me for all of my events. He painted live for me for some features I actually featured at. He's also been my live artist for when I was hosting for Bus Boys and Poets. And now I'm having him back for the third installment for his story. So these are actually black men who I honestly recommend everyone go check out because we are doing phenomenal things across the DMV. So I thank you guys so much. I thank you, Nate, so much. You are absolutely a gem.
I think you're a gem. Precious diamonds. And I will be there. Probably not in the front row. You know how I do. But I will be in the building. And I look forward to just seeing a combination of great work. You are a icon, which is why we're going to close out this show with Icon by Jade.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Until the next episode of the One Mic Stand we make, I am Simply Nate. If you missed the live show, sorry about that. Go ahead, check us out. All of our episodes are available in the archives. Until next time, every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard, I am Sine.
What you call an icon living? Start a record label, Miss Fish just did it. Nylon, couple 5 minutes. Whoa, we are too hot in the business. About to make a movie independent. Need new trucks independent. I need you to listen to the vision. All your verses sound like dirty dishes. I'm about to clean them in the kitchen. And we making money by the minute. I'm about to do a way different. I am just an icon living.
I am just an icon living. Icon living. I am just an icon living. I am just an icon.
I am not a Mayan, I'm a menace. It's wild, you can lie like a professor. I don't got the time to put you on a stretcher. I am here and I'm still flexing. I am just an icon living. Start a record label, Miss Fish just did it. Whoa, I'm high snob, cover 5 minutes. Whoa, we are so hot in the business. Last verse was before the award show.
What?
Icon tatted on my torso. Me and Moy dipping in the porso.
What?
I ain't even taking on torso. What?